From high atop Rocky Road in Moab, Utah, it's KZMU News. I'm Molly Marcello.
Moab is remembering Jim Stiles, the editor and publisher of the Canyon Country Zephyr, an alternative publication covering southeast Utah. Stiles passed away at his home in Coldwater, Kansas, earlier this month. He spent over three decades living in the Moab area, first coming out in the mid-1970s to work as a seasonal ranger at Arches National Park. The Zephyr published many essays, photos, memories, and even, as his obituary reads, lamentations about the past and what had developed in its place. It goes on to say that he maintained a spirited community around the Zephyr. KZMU's Christy Williams-Dunton shared some archival audio of the late Stiles on This Week in Moab. Williams-Dunton spoke with Stiles over a decade ago, shortly after the publication of his book, Brave New West, Morphing Moab at the Speed of Greed. We'll hear an excerpt of that conversation now. Here's Stiles on the book.
You know, somebody asked me, do you think this book will make any difference? And I said, no, I don't. I mean, I think it's a eulogy, not a call to action. I think that's the way, this is the way American culture is moving. And I just wanted to put down on paper what it used to be like and my perception of how it got to be this way.
You're a cynic, and yet you're an optimist. And there seem to be a couple of contradictions in your story.
I don't doubt that at all.
Like, are you an environmentalist or are you a rural Westerner? Are you a hopeless curmudgeon clinging to the past, or are you hopeful in the, you know, the desperate act of a single individual to overcome the impossible odds? Can you be both?
Well, I don't know why you can't be both. And I'm glad you mentioned the hopelessly clinging to the past thing, which, if people don't know, that's the slogan of the Zephyr. It's been on there for a long time, hopelessly clinging to the past since 1989. And some people who find objection to the things I write kind of glom onto that as some kind of proof that I am this, you know, backward-thinking curmudgeon who can't handle any change at all. And that's, you know, that's not really a fair representation of what it means. For me, hopelessly clinging to the past means clinging to the part of the past that allowed us to live a simpler life, a quieter life, a life that is, you know, rooted more in the basic things in life that have always given us pleasure, family and friends and a good connection to the earth. I can handle change. I embrace change when it makes us better human beings. I don't have a problem with that kind of change at all. I mean, it isn't as if I'm clinging hopelessly to the past when blacks had to sit at the back of the bus and couldn't sit down at a counter. You know, I don't cling to a past where children were put to work for 3 cents an hour at the age of eight. And I don't cling to a past where women weren't allowed to vote or weren't given equal pay for equal work. Those are the kind of injustices that make me ill, and I've always been opposed to them. But change that is just for the sake of change, change just to line somebody's pocket, change that pulls us farther and farther away from the authentic things in life, I've got no use for that kind of change at all. And I'll always be like that. And if that makes me clinging hopelessly to the past, then I'm guilty. But I do think that, yeah, you're right. I probably come across as a cynic sometimes, as an optimist at other times. But I, in Moab itself, I saw what that town could do when it wanted to take control of its destiny. And I know it's hard to maintain that kind of activism forever. And I think maybe that's what happened to Moab. We wore out. But in fact, when I started the Zephyr, what really motivated me was watching that wonderful 1988 battle to stop the toxic waste incinerator. And what impressed me, though, was not that it was just, it wasn't the new Moabites versus the old Moabites. I loved to walk down to the post office when we were trying to collect petitions for the referendum and see some little lady from Ward 4 standing at the same table with some dreadlocked hippie chick from Castle Valley, each of them trying to collect petitions for the referendum because they both believed that the incinerator would hurt the way of life that we had in Moab. And that's why I thought it was the right time to start the Zephyr, because there was that kind of openness and willingness to discuss the issues, and the opportunity for some pretty interesting alliances.
Would you describe for me the feeling, if you can, the holiest moment you ever spent out here by yourself, or what it is in the fall? You were talking in the book at the closing passages about the golden light that happens when things change imperceptibly and soften, and I think you really spoke about one of the most evocative times for anybody that lives in the canyon country. Would you care to try and tackle that?
I mean, I don't know if I have one. I mean, you're talking about the, you know, like I could tell you about the first moment I ever understood what the West was all about. But I was a kid. I wasn't out hiking. I was actually in a car, you know. I grew up in Kentucky, and Kentucky is very green, but very closed in. And I think even when I was a little kid, I had some unarticulated need for open space that I didn't even realize until my family took my brother and I out west when we were kids. And I remember we left Louisville at about 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday or something. We drove all day, we drove all night, and when the sun came up, we were just east of Tucumcari, New Mexico. And if you've been to Tucumcari, New Mexico, you know it's really not exactly a mecca of beauty. And yet, I had never seen anything like this landscape in my life. It was so vast and so open that, I remember my brother and I were just mesmerized by the vastness of it all. And what I remember distinctly was looking out across this open landscape, and we could see these black splotches on the prairie. And we thought that they were charred areas of the earth where there had been a fire or something, until we looked closer and realized that it was the shadows of clouds moving across the Great Plains there. And I had never been anywhere where I could see such a large piece of ground where I could see individual clouds in the distance moving across the landscape. And that was hooked from that moment. I don't think it ever occurred to me to live anywhere else after that morning. And that was, it's longer ago than I would almost want to admit, but probably over 35 years ago. And I think I've spent the rest of my life always trying to find that open space, and always trying to find the quiet and the solitude that comes with it. So I guess if I had to pick one moment, it would be that, but I think it's been one moment after another ever since.
That's Jim Stiles, the editor and publisher of the Canyon Country Zephyr, speaking with KZMU's Christy Williams Dunton in 2007. Stiles passed away at his home in Coldwater, Kansas earlier this month. The writer moved from southeast Utah to Kansas in 2011, where he continued to publish until his death. You've been listening to KZMU News, grassroots community-powered journalism, weekdays on the airwaves at noon and 6 p.m. You can also find KZMU News anytime online at kzmu.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.